This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. Five topics in about 10 minutes, give or take. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number five today, SBF. That would be Sam Bankman-Fried, who's been asked by Maxine Waters, who, by the way, is a recipient of some of his political donations, to virtually attend a congressional hearing on the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange FTX today. However, Bankman-Fried has made it clear he will not be attending tomorrow's Senate hearing on the same topic. Specifically, Bloomberg News reporting that the former CEO of FTX said he is currently not scheduled to attend the Senate Banking Committee's hearing. Last week, U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat of Ohio, who's the chairman of the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs, and Pat Toomey, the Republican from Pennsylvania, who's the ranking member on that committee, released a statement and indicated that SBF's attorney did not respond by the deadline to their request for him to appear before their committee to discuss the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange. So expect incoming subpoenas very soon. Bear in mind, again, I follow this story mainly because I think that the very spectacular collapse of FTX and the disappearance of $36 billion worth of investors' money may be the impetus for Congress and other political leaders to push for more government control, ultimately resulting in a central bank digital currency. The people want digital money, they will say, but we need to make sure it's done properly. Hence, a Fed buck or digital dollar, which of course means the end of financial privacy, but also the first step toward the creation of the mark of the beast. Topic number four, nuclear fusion. This is a big deal. According to a report by those with knowledge of the situation, inside sources, according to news reports, U.S. government scientists made a breakthrough in the pursuit of fusion energy. This is zero carbon power. They showed an energy gain in a fusion reaction for the very first time. This was at the federal laboratory at Lawrence Livermore in California. It uses a process called inertial confinement fusion that involves bombarding a tiny pellet of hydrogen plasma with the world's biggest laser. They achieved an energy gain of about 120%. That's, again, a slight return over the amount of energy put into the process. This is about a 2.5 megajoule return after hitting it with a 2.1 megajoule laser. Data is still being analyzed, and the data has not yet been published for peer review, so we're still waiting to see that this is confirmed, besides which anything that comes from the United States government, I tend to be skeptical of anymore anyway. I guess I've just reached that age where I'm naturally suspicious or skeptical when it comes to anything from Washington, D.C. But if this is legit, this is a very big deal. Although many scientists believe this technology is still decades away, you can't ignore the potential of this technology. Fusion reactions emit no carbon, produce no long-lived radioactive waste, and a small cup of hydrogen fuel could theoretically power a single household for hundreds of years. So if this can be developed, look for this to be an answer to human problems of generating enough energy to elevate our living standards without creating lots and lots of, well, particulates in the air or radioactive waste. Bloomberg Intelligence estimates that the potential market for fusion reaction power is in the multitudes of trillions of dollars, 40 trillion perhaps, which is about 1.5 times the annual GDP of the American economy. Again, we still have to see that this is confirmed. Topic number three, a wind drought. We've got sort of an energy theme on today's update. The UK is discovering that having wind turbines does not automatically create power. Britain is in the middle of a wind drought. For the last few days, the UK and Western Europe have been calm, barely a breeze. So all of these wind turbines there in the UK and across Europe, not producing any power. It's not until tomorrow or even Thursday that wind speeds will pick up in Scotland and the North Sea, where most of the UK's wind turbines are located. But this shows in the mix of energy being used in the freezing conditions now being experienced across the UK. In the past year, wind has produced about 28% of British electricity, gas about 42%, coal about 1.6%. However, on Monday morning, gas power stations had been ramped up to about 61% of electricity because wind was down to 3.4%, down from the normal 28% average. This highlights the problem with renewables, specifically wind and solar. The sun isn't always shining, and the wind doesn't always blow, especially when you need it. Natural gas and coal, however, can be ramped up, scaled up, and down as needed. This snapshot a little unusual, but again, it shows the problems with renewable energy. It's not available. It's not always available when you need it the most. Topic number two, sabotaging the grid. As we continue with our power theme, federal authorities here in the United States are investigating a number of recent reported acts of sabotage against power plants and power substations. This is according to a report in ABC News. This move comes in the wake of a couple of substations being riddled with bullets in North Carolina that knocked power out for tens of thousands of people for days on end. After the incident, utility companies reached out to federal authorities to help investigate the source who did it. Just a few days prior to that sabotage, two electrical substations in Portland, Oregon were attacked. The most recent potential case of sabotage occurred in South Carolina, where an individual reportedly opened fire near a Duke Energy facility at the Wateree Hydro Station in Ridgeway. Who is behind all of this? A bunch of individual bad actors? Or is this a coordinated attack? Authorities seem to have a rule for this sort of thing. When in doubt, blame right-wing homegrown terrorists. In the case of the North Carolina substations, a drag show was going on at the same time, and so investigators are focusing on that angle, thinking that somehow there's a connection between the drag show and right-wing protesters shooting up substations. No, this is bigger than that. Something strange is going on here, and federal law enforcement has made public a memo that makes it sound like these attacks are being planned in advance. The fact is, outside of weather, suspected and confirmed physical attacks on the electric grid infrastructure have been the largest cause of electrical disturbances across the country over the last two decades. Nearly 600 electric emergency incidents and disturbances caused by suspected and confirmed physical attacks and vandalism on the electric grid in the last 9 years. And as the attacks on the substations in North Carolina show, we are a nation just crawling with soft targets. Be prepared. What will you do if the power suddenly goes out for an extended period of time? Be prepared. Coming up, one for the road, or perhaps more accurately, one with the road. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Ali Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in SkyWatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Volume 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary. The many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek. How the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus guests give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in three brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, he clearly didn't think through the consequences. The photo on the screen behind me is a German eco-activist. In Europe and the UK, ecological activists like Extinction Rebellion or Just Stop Oil have been gluing themselves to the road, to airport runways, to buses, to other things and places that make them an obstacle to traffic in order to publicize their message that we need to stop using so-called fossil fuels. Sidebar, there's no evidence that oil, hydrocarbons, are created by geologic pressure on top of dinosaur bones. I digress. Anyway, in the city of Mainz, this activist had to have the roadway, the asphalt around his hand, physically removed because they weren't able to dissolve the glue that he'd used. Gentleman is a member of Germany's equivalent of Just Stop Oil. He stuck his hand to the road with a mixture of super glue and sand, which prevented authorities from dissolving the glue. So in order to get him out of the roadway so traffic flow could be restored, they had to dig up the asphalt around his hand, and then they left him with it. The man was able to stand up and walk away with the chunk of road still attached to his hand. It's not clear. It does not appear that he was detained by police afterwards. Perhaps authorities figured that having a chunk of asphalt permanently glued to your hand was punishment enough for this activity. The condition of the man's hand is not known. In the immortal words of Bugs Bunny, what a maroon. They would find the public a little more sympathetic if they weren't doing things like this. It's one thing to say, yeah, maybe we should take more care of the environment, but when you're blocking the roadway and people need to get to work, or worse yet, emergency vehicles need to get through, you're not helping your cause. Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Exposing the Darkness, our virtual conference, continues. You can sign up through February 4th, and when you do, you get 90 days access to 24 cutting-edge presentations. Some really fascinating topics here, like Tom Horn discussing the angel of death, Pastor Doug Van Dorn talking about astral prophecy, astronomical signs in the heavens from a Christian perspective, and much more. You can get a list of all of the speakers who have contributed presentations to this virtual conference. And as a free bonus, you also get access to all six feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films, including the most recent, Ragnarok, based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. Is Asteroid Apophis the fulfillment of Revelation 8? Worth seeing, and you get access to all of these to watch in any order you choose. You set the conference schedule for the next 90 days from the day you sign up. Get instant access, and you can do that right now by signing up at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. A connection between former President Obama, Adolf Hitler, and Zeus, who Jesus in Revelation 2 identified as Satan? Yeah. Yeah, it's there. And that's the subject of this week's broadcast on Skywatch TV's part of the six-week series devoted to the new three-volume set by Tom Horn, Donna Howell, and Ali Anderson. Don't miss this program. You will remember the event that they're talking about from back in 2012. But when you connect it to the historical events and the biblical references, it's really eye-opening. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But as with our virtual conference, you can set the schedule for our broadcasts just by adding Skywatch TV's channel to Roku or Apple TV, or by downloading our app to your smartphone or tablet. If you've got a relatively recent smart TV, most are compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, where you can cast the video from your mobile device directly to your TV without any wires. It is the wave of the future, and our app is compatible with that. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and we have links to the app stores for those devices posted at our website. You'll find the link in the top menu bar, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.